T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
617-931-1234. You can always call in or text the show. The podcast will go up at about 11 o'clock, and I'm out. I am now into the third day of Barrett in third grade, and I'm done trying to help him with his math homework.
You know, you were showing me an equation yesterday as to how this all works, and I, you know, again, math has never been my strong suit, but I don't get it.
He was crying. I was crying. It's the worst feeling.
We're drowning in numbers.
Right? Because the way that I was taught and we were taught as an older generation is completely different than what they've been teaching for years. So I can't even help him like with a basic thing of explaining how I got to how I did my work.
YouTube?
No, because if he goes on YouTube, he gets distracted by the guy playing the video game. So right. He can't even go on YouTube and look. Alex, what do you think I should do?
You should hire someone that is much younger than you. I hired my niece to come over and do homework with my daughter.
That's so smart.
At what grade did you end up doing that?
It started probably 2 years ago. She's in fifth grade now, third grade. Yeah.
Do you have like an older kid in your neighborhood you could ask?
I could probably do that. Yeah, now
that's
that I think
a great
about it.
Yeah,
you
idea.
Should definitely outsource.
You just like I guess I'm so much older now, but the way that we were taught math, we stack numbers, right? So
yeah.
You would have
yeah,
12
so
over
terrible.
12 over 9, right? And then you do 9
yep.
plus, and then you carry the number. And so I'm like, oh well, you just do this, this, and this. He's like, what are you doing? Barrett looks at me like I'm a monster, and, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what is that? Why
well,
are you?
My daughter had gone to private school. She went to Catholic school, and we had just moved. So when we went to public school, they do Common Core math, and I have no idea how to do that.
Well, and it's not even, and you're right, they call it Common Core, but it's just math now. They've been teaching it for so long.
Right.
It's just math. Like when they made the change, I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, it was a big deal. But now it's just such a part of the curriculum. It's just math, and I'm just old.
Claire,
so if that's just math, what did we learn?
Right.
I
other
think
math.
We're all just old now.
They call it old math.
Like hieroglyphs.
Yeah. They call it. All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day, Alex.
Thanks. You too.
Okay. Jackie, you're a teacher?
I am. I teach fifth grade.
Okay, so Barrett's is into third grade. He's a week in, and I'm out.
I know, and that's the point. We don't want to know what you can do, Carson. We want to know what he can do.
Right, but if he needs help, because, you know, you always look to your parents to help you for homework, is Carson helping or hindering by teaching his way?
He's hindering by teaching his way. When I assign homework, I want it to be an extra practice to ensure that the child can do it on their own. So if he's helping and not letting his child productively struggle, he's not actually helping at all. Then I don't know that he can't
productively
do it.
Struggle. That's one to take home to Lana. Say, honey,
that's
he's supposed to productively struggle.
But what if he comes in with an empty sheet the next day? You wouldn't care as long as he tries?
Signs off and lets me know your child needs extra help. Then I'm going to pull him aside that day and make sure it gets more help.
So you will help.
I
Carson,
would help.
No help. Teacher, help. Okay.
We want to know that a child can do it on their own. That's their job. So we don't want parents to help. We don't want tears and frustration.
You don't think he would get discouraged a little bit having no help at home?
I don't think so. It's important. I think it's more discouraging when a parent's like, why can't you do this? Here, this is how I always learned it.
Yeah, but for example, like yesterday he had homework and it was prefixes and suffixes and root words, right? So yeah. I could kind of explain to him the concept. He's like, oh, I get it. And then he went and did his assignment and he got them all right.
Do you feel like his teacher's not teaching it?
And that's totally fine. So if it takes a little extra help from you, if you're just rewording what he needs to know, that's great. But if you're going to have to go online and learn the lessons yourself, that's not helping.
Yeah, but it's nice to learn a new skill, Carson.
Carson's up at midnight like Common Core.
Common Core is actually a beautiful thing. I know that everyone thinks it's bad,
right.
But I love it.
Hard pass.
All right. Well, hey, Jackie, we appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care.
I require now that you call me Common Core, Carson. I'm going to be an expert in Common Core.
You're an expert at Productively Struggling.
Yeah. That's going to be our band name, too, Kennedy. Productively Struggling. A text from the 508. I'm an accountant, and my daughter's sixth grade math teacher wrote me a note asking me to please stop helping her with math. How embarrassing is that? You're an accountant. You use numbers for a living.
Because, you know, you get old, you get set in your ways, and you can't understand the new stuff.
Two plus two is always four.
The new stuff is important.
But it's not four anymore.
But the new, it is four, Carson.
It's just how you get
there.
Just
got to break it down.
It's just how you get there.
It's just a construct, right, Producer Dan? Like time.
We can't hate on things because they're getting old. You know what I mean? Like, this will help them, is what they say. So
you kids with your sock hops and your newfangled math. Yeah.
I mean, my sister had to make my MySpace page for me, but whatever. It's fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.